He is the head coach of the Providence Friars. The men's hockey team has had a terrific start to their season. 5-1-1 so far. Perfect, in essence, at home. Just the one extra time defeat. But a lot of Calgary Flames flavor to the Providence Friars this year in terms of draft picks. Nate Lehman is the head coach. He joins us on the Subway Restaurants Fresh Take Hotline. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for doing this. We had yesterday, we had George Peros on the air, and he is a Princeton alum. And I see on your little bio here some time at Harvard University. So we're dealing with a lot of very highly intelligent people here. So thanks for classying up the joint.
I coached at Harvard. I didn't go there, I can tell you that.
Oh, but it's got to be the same thing, Nate,
yeah,
right?
Well, I did coach against George when he was at Princeton. He was a good power forward there. So, yeah.
Yeah, I bet you don't see a lot of guys the size of George Peros coming out of Princeton.
No, you don't. No, you don't. I mean, but when their former coach there, Guy Gadowski, was there, he put quite a few guys into both the American League and the NHL, and one of them I know up in Edmonton, Tyler Fedun, I think, got some games up there. But they had it going there a little bit at Princeton at one time.
Yeah, scored his first NHL goal the other night, did Tyler Fedun. Want to talk, obviously, about your club. For starters, were you expected to be one of the front runners? Like we say, 7 games in, you've got points in 6 of them. Did you anticipate this kind of a start for your team?
Well, I guess we did as a coaching staff. We wanted this start. We had, we had basically lost the league championship on the last game of the regular season last year. We lost to Lowell, and Lowell beat us 2-1 and won the league championship. If we would have won the game, we would have won. So, and we had 10 freshmen in the lineup, you know, 2 of them being John Gillies and Mark Jankowski, and the third being, Calgary guy, John Gilmore there. I mean, all 3 of those guys played big minutes as freshmen for us. So we were hoping that all these guys would come back and make a step for us. We kept John and Mark over the summer for both summer school sessions so they could work out and kind of skate every day. And both those guys made huge leaps right now. So, I guess as a coaching staff, we wanted this and we expected it a little bit. But there's still a lot of hockey left to be played.
John Gillies has posted some awfully impressive numbers for a guy so new to college hockey. What were your expectations for him coming out of the Indiana ice, and have you seen anything like that from a freshman last year?
Well, our expectations were for him to be our starting goaltender, and that's why he was recruited and given a scholarship. We had graduated. It was my second year as the head coach here at Providence last year. We graduated 2 goaltenders, so we were really looking for someone that could come in and kind of carry the mail. And the USHL is a terrific league, and John was very highly regarded in that league. So, he was expected to kind of come in and be our starter, but by no means did I expect him to have as much success as he did. I mean, John is 6'5", he's athletic, and he really has a lot of natural ability. With John, it's more about learning to mature, learning to work hard every day, learning to compete every practice. And when he does those things, a lot of his natural talent, his ability, and his size come out. And that's kind of what happened last year. You know, he was competing very hard in practice, working hard, and it kind of overflowed in games, and he became pretty dominant.
Wanted to ask you a little bit more about John. You kind of touched on it there briefly. A lot of guys who are that big, they become just blockers. You know what I mean? Like a J.S. Jaguar in the NHL. They're just so big. If they're positionally sound and they have their angles, they don't need to rely on that athleticism that you speak of. But it seems like he's more than just a big body. And you've obviously seen him a ton. I've only seen, highlights and a little bit of game tape here and there. What can you tell me about the style or that athletic ability that he seems to have?
Well, I think that's the biggest word. Is he's 6'5", and he's athletic. He's strong for 6'5". He's got great hands. Anything that comes near his catching glove, he holds it. And guys that are real athletic can not only get to different spots and read plays a little bit better, but they can control things off their body. And Johnny is a guy that really does a good job of controlling things you know, up off his shoulders, controlling anything low off of his body. And because of that, I wouldn't label him a blocker at all. I'd label him, you know, much more of a, kind of like a normal goalie. I mean, he almost, even though he's 6'5", he plays the position like a guy that's 5'11".
Coach, Mark Jankowski is a guy that everyone in Calgary has heard a lot about, and that'll happen when a club uses a first-round selection to draft a player. Maybe talk about his development, because last year was a year that he was slated to go to the USHL, but he sort of got fast-tracked and was a freshman in NCAA coming from, you know, a pretty low level of hockey, Quebec High School.
Yeah, and that was a heck of a transition for him. I mean, he came into college hockey. You know, I think he was like if he wasn't the youngest player in college hockey, he was certainly in he was the second youngest, I would say, because there aren't many guys in college hockey that are 17, you know, turning 18 their freshman year. And you know, Mark's biggest deficiency is his strength. So he had a little bit of a transition last year getting up to the pace of the game, but he also had a transition of getting up to the strength of the game. And, you know, coming, as you mentioned, coming from the prep school, there's a lot of details that he had to learn in the game, you know, playing a system, stick position, all kinds of little things that he had to learn. And realistically, he had a very good year for being the youngest player in college hockey and making the jump that he had to make. And now, you know, now we see his sophomore year, and he's starting to dominate different areas. He's starting to take big steps, but he's up from 175 to 187 pounds, and that's a big factor.
Chatting with Nate Lehman, the head coach of the Providence Friars, three Flames draft picks, Mark Jankowski, John Gilmore, and John Gillies are on the Flyers Club. More on Jankowski. So what is, and it's hard to predict, I suppose, like you say in weight, now up to 187, when he fills out, is he still, because watching the film, he's still such a lean, slender guy. Is that what you think he's destined for, or what kind of a size is he going to play at when he's said and done?
I think he's going to be well in the 200s when it's said and done. Mark grew 3/4 of an inch during the season last year. So he's a kid that is very much like a late bloomer, hitting puberty late, and it's really tough to put on size and strength when you're still growing like he is. He's, like I said, he's at 187 now. We work out every Monday and Wednesday morning. Our strength coach is actually taking Mark under his wing a little bit and is adding some extra things in his workout to try to continue to build, actually, during the season. And, you know, I think next year he's at the, you know, he's at the 195 or more. Mm-hmm. And then I think, you know, a couple of years from now, he's well in the 200s. And, you know, if obviously I'm around him every day. I see him practice. I see him, you know, I see our games. I know he scored a couple of goals this year that have kind of gotten on YouTube and some people have seen those. But when you're around him every day, you really see the potential that Mark has. But it's frustrating that everyone has to be patient with it. But he's, in my opinion, he's going to be a special player.
You touch on patience, Coach, and I understand that for fans that's awfully difficult. How's Mark handling this? Because there is sort of that weight of a first-round selection that you do see on some players. Is that something he carries with him?
He's done a terrific job with it, I can tell you that. I mean, he doesn't, I don't think he's putting too much pressure on himself. I think he's, you know, we try to emphasize within the program is to take things one day at a time and to improve one day at a time. And really, both with John Gillies and with Mark this year, we kind of continually remind the guys that. But Mark, I think Mark is very grounded. I think he knows what his weaknesses are, and I think he's really having a good time enjoying life day at a time right now. I mean, he's the first on the ice every day, and he's usually the last off. So I can tell you that he's putting in the work, but I think he's enjoying it, and he's enjoying the experience of Providence right now.
I guess it's hard to describe, but when he came out for the development camp, there was, because he's big and you can see that, and he's a pretty good skater and you can see that, but the one thing, and maybe it's naive of me, at least from my perspective, because he was a first-round pick, was his skill level and specifically his hands. Very shifty, and you can see it, and I'm sure you see it on almost a weekly basis how it improves, but there was a little bit more just in terms of the finesse kind of touch that he's got.
Yeah, I mean, he can get out of areas, out of tight areas that I haven't seen a 6'3 guy be able to do. When he gets trapped down on the power play, when he's on the half one, he gets trapped down by the forward and the D steps up. I mean, he's made some guys kind of look silly this year because he can get through two guys. And the big thing that Mark's starting to do really well this year is he's starting to use his body a lot more. He's starting to understand that I have a 6'3 frame. I can cut off guys' hands. I can play the body. I can get to the dirty areas. He's probably our best player right now at screening goaltenders and getting to that area and understanding those things. So, the hands are there. The vision is there. And it's really just... It's a strength thing right now, and like I mentioned earlier, it's like he's still growing.
Yeah.
People got to understand that it's pretty tough to get really strong when you're still growing.
Chatting with Nate Lehman, the head coach of the Providence Friars, Mark Jankowski, John Gilmore, and John Gillies, all members of the Friars this season.
We talked about Gillies and Jankowski, but Gilmore's maybe a guy that's flown under the radar. He was drafted as a 20-year-old by the Flames this summer. What can you tell us about a D-man that's putting up some big points here early in his second season?
He is. Johnny's very mobile. He's got a really good stick, and he plays his best when he kind of gets his feet going with the puck. He's on our power play, good vision, competes really well. He's another guy that, he's 6'1", 180, and he really needs to be up around 190, 193, somewhere in there to kind of have the size and strength to be really dominant at our level. But he's a very good player at our level and very good hockey sense. He's just one of those guys that at the end of the day, he's a hockey player. So.
Were you surprised as a 20-year-old that he was selected? Because a lot of guys will just, sign as a free agent or what have you. He is only a sophomore. But were you a little, I guess, impressed but surprised to see that the Flames used the pick to get him?
No. There were five or six teams that had come in to meet with John throughout, the last 2 months of the season. So I was kind of thinking that there was a good chance that he could get drafted. Probably the team that tossed the most last year was Calgary. So with John and Mark being here. So I wasn't surprised.
I was going to say, are you getting sick of seeing those Flame scouts crawling and GMs crawling around your building?
No, I'm okay with it. I'm a big fan of Bob Hartley. I love what he's done with the team. I went out to camp for a couple of days this year and got to spend some time around it. And I think it's an organization that's very much going in the right direction. They got a lot of young players that kind of had a tough year last year, kind of like Buffalo's having this year when they played a lot of those young guys and they went through a little bit of a transition. But it's pretty clear to see, from the outside that they have a very good head coach that is preaching the right things right now. And I think they're going to go in the right direction.
Well, I don't know if you get a finder's fee or what it is, but hopefully they at least take you out for lunch when they do come to visit because you're kind of taking care of some of their boys and doing a heck of a job at it. Hey, Nate, thanks for doing this. Met you at the draft and did see you at the development camp, and we look forward to seeing you again soon.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Thanks
take care,
man.
You bet. Nate Lehman, the head coach of the Providence Friars. They are 5-1-1. Mark Jankowski, through seven games, has 4 goals and 5 points. John Gilmore on the blue line, 5 points in 7 games. And John Gillies, a 4-1-1 record through 6 games, a 1.96 goals against, and a .938 save percentage.
Stupid numbers.